الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربى وقال تعالى في آية أخرى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected brothers, elders, beloved youth, mothers, sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Maulana mentioned, that the topic is advertised on the poster as well. But today we will go into a more specific point of history. Why do we study history, honorable brothers and sisters? We study history primarily for three reasons. Number one, we study the past so that we get motivated, inspired for the future. Anytime we read about Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, the beloved and illustrious companions of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, then that is an inspiration, motivation for the future. Second reason why we read the history is so that we do not commit the mistakes of the past. Once bitten, twice shy. And the third and most important reason, honorable brothers, is our history, Islamic Muslim history, is not written in black and white, is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama and scholars and the red blood of our martyrs and shuhada. Let us start from Mustafa alayhi salatu salam's time and see who was Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. Nabi alayhi salatu salam is that Zat Mubarak, the most precious, the most beloved to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, is a topic on its own, so I don't want to digress too much. But every major part of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam is mentioned in the noble Quran. The non-Muslims made propaganda and said, Allah forbid, Mustafa alayhi salatu salam is suffering from epilepsy, there is something wrong. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, in the beginning of Surah 53, in the beginning of Surah An-Najm, what did Almighty Allah teach us? وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى. You look at the stars, qasam of the stars, they can all fall down. My beloved Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, Habib Allah, ma dalla sahibukum wa ma ghawa. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, his intelligence, his intellect is perfect, the most perfect as perfect can be. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam's tongue mubarak, he is not a shahir, he is not a poet, no. Who is he? Wa ma yantiqu anil hawa. In huwa illa wahyun yuha. He does not speak of his desires. It is but wahi and revelation sent to Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. You come to the mubarak eyes of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. Ma zagha al-basaru wa ma tagha. Nabi alayhi salatu salam's mubarak eyes never deviated, never saw haram. You come to the mubarak heart of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. Ma kadab al fuadu ma ra'a. The mubarak heart of Nabi alayhi salatu salam never spoke lie, never spoke anything incorrect. The heart of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam is to see. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala praising Mustafa alayhi salatu salam went on and said, Wa innaka la ala khuluqin azim. O Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, your character is so sublime and so exalted. Your entire life, we take an oath of it. La amruka innahum lafi sakratihim ya'mahu. For no other Nabi did Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mention all these virtues. And we can go on and on and on. So that is the master Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. And to love Nabi alayhi salatu salam more than we love our children and our parents, our siblings, that is compulsory upon us. Second one, what was the function of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam? The function of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, Almighty Allah mentioned in the Quran Kareem, Surah Jumu'ah, Surah 62, verse 2, Yatlu alayhim ayatihi, recite the Quran Sharif to them, teach them how to read the Quran correctly. Wa yuzakkihim, purify them, externally and internally. Externally from the kufr and shirk and disbelief. Internally from the pride, arrogance, jealousy, malice, hatred. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ And teach them the Quran Kareem and the Sunnah. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah taught us, wherever hikmah is mentioned after kitab, wherever hikmah is mentioned after ayatillah, then it refers to Quran Kareem, then it refers to the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Ummah the Quran Kareem and the Sunnah. Who were the students? The illustrious Sahaba, male, female, adults and children. What was the curriculum? Quran and Sunnah. Where was the Darul Uloom Madrasa? Al-Majlis Nabawi. Our organizers, people who invited us and organizers of this program, Darul Arqam. The first madrasa in the history of Islam, Darul Arqam. If you go today to Safa and Marwa, Safa is here and Marwa is there. Dar of Arqam, Arqam radiallahu anhu's house was there where Safa is. Now they extended everything long time. So anyway, and in that area there was Darul Arqam. In that house there Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu embraced Islam. In that house there, for the first time, the Sahaba in chorus, in unison, they shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. They made takbir there for the first time, in chorus, in unison. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam. So Mustafa alayhi salatu salam is the teacher. The curriculum is Quran and Sunnah. And the students are the beloved Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. Now brothers and honorable sisters, Surah 49, Surah Hujurat, read the first 5-6 verses and see what Almighty Allah speaks. Who will take the examination of the beloved students of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam? We gave you the best of teachers. We gave you one of the best places. We gave you the best curriculum and syllabi. Now who will take the examination? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says, Ulaika alladhina, those are the people. Imtahanallahu qulubahum littaqwa. Almighty Allah took their imtihan. In their hearts is their taqwa through piety, Allah consciousness or not? What a difficult examination. If I look at myself, most of us look at ourselves, we do introspection, we do soul searching, we do some x-raying of ourselves. We are sanctimonious, we have a double identity. When we are in public with someone else, when we are in private with someone else. When we are in our hometown with someone else, when we are on holiday, we are going to Dubai, we are going to London, we are going to Port Elizabeth, Cape Town, with someone else. Taqwa meant in khalwa, in jalwa, in private, in public, at all times. That fear of Almighty Allah is embedded in the inner recesses of their hearts. What did Almighty Allah announce the results? لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةُ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ For them is forgiveness. We do not believe that the Sahaba are ma'soom. No. We believe only the Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, all the prophets and messengers are ma'asum. By divine protection, Almighty Allah protected them. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum are the greatest people of this ummah after the prophets and messengers, but they are mahfuz. They committed sin, but they made tawbah, such tawbah, lahum maghfira, Almighty Allah forgave them. Wa ajrun azim, and Almighty Allah gave them abundant reward, magnificent reward. Now when the results are announced, what is left? You have to confer the certificate. Which certificate Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gave Sahaba radiallahu anhum? Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah unse razi aur wo Allah se razi. Almighty Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Almighty Allah. Wa kullahu adallahu al-husna. Almighty Allah said for each one of them is husna, is jannah. So this is what happened in Mustafa alayhi salatu salam's time. The demise of the master Nabi alayhi salatu salam takes place. We're going chronologically now. Nabi alayhi salatu salam passes away. What happens on that day, brothers and sisters? You have to ask Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. For her, it is a beloved father. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam leaves this world. And she says, Subbat alayya masaibu, law annaha subbat alal ayyami sirna layaliya. Such a calamity and musibat befell me. If that calamity, musibat had to fall on the day should be transformed into night. Now, today some of you brothers, we go for Umrah. So we must go to these places. Where the Morgan Peak Hotel is, the Peak Hotel, Anwarul Madina is written there in Arabic. Then next to it you have Ilaf Tayyiba. And if you look opposite Ilaf Tayyiba, you will see a park there. There's no hotel, nothing, is a park there. That is called Saqifa Bani Sa'ida. Go there. Two, three things happened there. Number one, Mustafa alayhi salatu salam made that land waqf. So that the Muslimin could use it for their tijarat, buying, selling, no rental, nothing. Second one, it had a roof, Saqifa, Bani Sa'ida. So sometime people wanted to have a meeting, all that, they should meet there. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, the demise took place. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and them were busy with the ghusl and all those things. Nevertheless, the point came, the Ansar met up in Saqifa Bani Sa'ida. And among themselves, they're having a mashura. Now we have to face reality. We need an Amir. We need a Khalifa. Khalifa to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Who will be our leader? Someone came and told Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, that is what happened in their lives. The seriousness of the situation, and they also went to Saqifa Bani Sa'ida. When they went there, they heard what the Ansar had to say. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I want to ask you Ansar, whatever you are saying is the truth. But did not Mustafa alayhi salam said, Ala immatu min Quraysh? So the Imam, the leader, the Khalifa must be from the Quraysh, they all accepted. So they said, now who will be? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu took the hand of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, took the hand of Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu and said, these are the two, choose any one of them. Sahaba chose Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He was a personality, noble personality, that used to lead the Salat during the fatal illness of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. He is the personality, brothers and sisters. How can we go to Masjid Nabawi, offer Salat there, and then when we read Salam on Sayyidina Abu Bakr, we don't even thank him. He took 10 gold coins, his personal money, not going for collection, and he paid for the land that was bought from Sahal and Suhail, the two brothers and orphans of the Allah, and then the Masjid was built. Each person who reads Salat there in Masjid Nabawi, who makes Itikaf there, who reads Quran Sharif there, so all the credit goes to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He bought that land with his own personal money. How can we forget? Siddiq Akbar. Thaniyat Nain Iduma Fil Ghar. He was the second personality.